Did her tenants make a clean getaway?
I come in twice a month and clean the house. She had told me she couldn't afford to pay her anymore.
Or is this landlord playing dirty?
I said, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you a third.
Why should they pay extra for your cleaning? It's not their fault you got sick.
Yes, it is their fault I got sick.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The real. The rulings are final. Judge Judy. Real Smitty are suing their Susan Van Roy for reimbursement of rent, as well as money they paid for falsely claimed damages.
Order. Rise.
This is case number 370 on the calendar in the matter of Smitty versus Van Roy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Seated, ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Smitty, you rented an apartment from the defendant or a room in her house?
We rented a room in her house.
When did you rent the room from her?
June.
You leave?
We left October 12, 2013.
Who did you live there with?
My husband and I lived there, and there was periodically different tenants in another spare room.
But just you and your husband occupied your room?
Yes.
It is your claim that when you moved out and found another apartment from the defendant, according to you, she was told, or he was told, that you damaged the property.
Yes.
While you were living there.
Correct.
And your new landlord said you have to clear up that problem before I'm going to rent an apartment to you. So what you really is saying that the money was extorted from you to an extent from the defendant because you caused no damage to the house where you were living. Miss Van Roy says that you... You also said that there's an issue of rent the time that you were there, that you never overpaid. She has a counterclaim because she says that you saying bad things about her in the community?
Yes.
What community?
The community at my house.
You have no witnesses?
Yes, I do.
Where are they?
Yeah. Right there.
Is she your witness?
Yes.
To the defamation?
Correct.
Then why is she sitting over there?
I don't know.
Well, it might be an interesting...
Be.
Okay, so I guess we're going to start with you.
Okay.
They moved out in October of 2013, and according to you, they damaged the property.
Correct.
Damaged the property.
On their 30-day written notice.
On whose 30-day written notice? To you or
I submitted it to them.
So you gave them a 30-day notice to vacate.
Correct.
Why?
Month to month. We had a month to month.
Cause for you to give them a 30-day?
Oh, yeah, I had gotten very sick during this period, and I couldn't come in twice a month. They paid $40. I paid $40. Clean the house. I got my goddaughter, who owns a...
Just a second. Let's understand this, because you sort of glossed over that. Somebody that you know,
yes,
did the cleaning.
Yeah, but we had a different maid before that.
And when did that maid leave?
July.
So in July, this person was no longer there, and you hired a relative of yours, or your goddaughter.
Correct.
And?
We continued for... I have no issues. She had told me that she couldn't afford to pay her anymore. She refused to maintain the house. So I said, well... A written notice.
So that's why you gave her a notice?
Correct.
Okay. And you gave her that notice in September?
No, October 1st, because she had till October 30th to move out.
Fine. So they had till the 30th. Did Miss Dodgen's sister's wedding, she was not your fiance?
No, ma'am.
So she hired your skill, not hers. She doesn't know if she can cook. For all she knows, she can cook like me.
Yes, ma'am, but we were under the assumption I would be out.
I know, but you weren't out. The two of you believe that you might be out. Who told her about your situation?
No one notified her about it, but
well,
they
that's
did.
A problem, Mr. Sample. You may have thought you'd be out. You know, you can't always trust the justice system.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's true.
How much before the wedding did you have to make other arrangements?
5 hours before the wedding.
And who did you make?
Company.
Did they get it together?
Yes, ma'am, they did.
Great. So this is what you want. You paid to Mr. Sample, but you also want the extra money that you had to spend for the Texas Brewing Company.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can't actually get that. Because while I'm totally sympathetic with you, it's sort of impossibility of performance that the state won't let him out to do the wedding. And stuff happens. So you can't be compensated for the additional money that you had to put out for Texas Brewing Company.
Your Honor, if I had to hire a new caterer, I may have been able to find a cheaper caterer if I would have been notified that there might have been some sort of issue for whatever reason.
You're absolutely correct.
Your Honor.
You're absolutely, those are a lot of ifs.
Judge Judy. Want justice? Go to Judge on Twitter.
Now, if you had been notified that he went to there was a possibility that he would not be able to complete his contractual obligation to you, you might have been able to get a better deal 3 weeks before than 5 hours before. I agree with you. Mr. Sample said he hoped that he would be out of jail in order to be able to meet his contractual obligations. Now, Mr. Sample out money because he purchased the food and he was going to have his fiancée prepare the food. On, at least he spent part of the money on the food because half of it on food, half of it was not spent on food.
Your that was because she was a returning customer for us, so it was more of us trying to
build goodwill.
Yes.
Well, you would have built the goodwill if you were giving her money back right away. Everybody ate at the wedding?
Yes, ma'am.
Your legal matter resolved? Is it resolved?
Yes,
or not
ma'am.
Yet?
It's completely.
That's good. How much money did you pay to Mr. Sample?
$1,487.
Judgment for the plaintiff in that amount. Thank you.
About Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, I was looking online to try to find different phone numbers because I tried to call Ms. Sample.
It was just an old case that popped up that I didn't even expect to happen. And
no voicemail. I left a voicemail, no call back.
And honestly, bad about, but I didn't feel I was responsible for another caterer's price.
And I also saw online that he had done this to somebody else in June.
And this has never happened to us before. It's an unusual.
I was like, okay, well.
It was basically an act that shouldn't have happened, and it did.
Pretty for the wedding. I couldn't even so because I was crying so much, but it all worked out, and it was a beautiful day.